This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Here's an energy-efficient alternative for those opposed to factory farming, the substitute egg made by a company called Hampton Creek, or Beyond Meat's vegetable-based chicken substitute, proteins made from algae or fat cells or Unreal Foods junk food with less junk. With billions of people to feed and shrinking land capacity to do it, a number of entrepreneurs are experimenting with Food 2.0, which freelance writer Ted Greenwald found may be the next startup craze. He wrote about it for MIT Technology Review. Ted Greenwald, great to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So you described the atmosphere at Hampton Foods, unlike typical Silicon Valley startups. Describe your visit there, if you would.
Sure. The offices are in San Francisco, which is unusual for a sort of Silicon Valley style startup. Although since Twitter moved into San Francisco, it's become more and more the norm. But you walk in and at least in the front, it's a small space. And in the front, it looks a lot like a typical tech startup. The marketing people are in the front. There's a couch. There's a dog lying on the couch. There's a picture of Bill Gates on the wall eating one of Hampton Creek's cookies. But what's really overwhelming about it is the noise. It's just incredibly loud in there. That's the sound of, you know, industrial strength blenders and grinders and heavy equipment that's doing the work of replacing the egg in our food supply.
Is this a new trend? There are other startups in this movement that you call Food 2.0.
There's been a rash of investments in food companies. A number of them have been in food service companies and apps that help you find restaurants and things like that. I haven't really paid attention to that side of it. I've been much more interested in people who are innovating in food itself. You mentioned in your intro Beyond Meat. That's a vegetable protein-based meat substitute using technology out of the University of Missouri. You can find their products in stores. They make vegan chicken strips that are really pretty convincing. But there's a lot of fringier stuff going on in this field. A company called Modern Meadow is growing meat in petri dishes, essentially. A company called Solazyme is making what really amount to dairy substitutes out of algae. And there's a company called Sandhill Foods that's really, it's very hard to tell what they're doing, but they are making meat substitutes. And they're using, I think, extraordinarily high-tech methods to figure out the psychology and the neurology of meat flavor and aroma and texture to essentially, I think, try to trick us into feeling like we're eating a satisfying piece of meat when we're really eating something else.
What kind of investments are behind these foods or Hampton Creek, for example?
Well, Hampton Creek has amassed a war chest of, $30 million in total. Recently completed a Series B round that was led by Asia's wealthiest person,
wow,
Li Ka-shing.
Mm-hmm.
$23 million investment that included a number of Silicon Valley investors, including Jerry Yang, founder of Yahoo, Scott Bannister, who's been behind a lot of progressive investments, Horizon Ventures, and other VC firms.
How does Hampton Creek propose its substitute egg is better for us or for the planet than the chicken eggs now on sale in supermarkets?
So the main issue, I think that Hampton Creek's founder, Josh Tetrick, likes to highlight is animal cruelty. California passed a law, I believe last year, that set limits on how closely together chickens could be held in cages, mm-hmm, and other parameters of their treatment. Chicken farming is pretty nasty, and Hampton Creek would like to do away with it, I think on the grounds that they would feel better if it, you know, if they could make a dent in the animal cruelty around egg farming. However, they can also eliminate cholesterol. They can reduce fat. And they say they can make an egg that's well, currently their product is half the price of a conventional egg, and they hope to get it down to much, much lower than that, maybe a tenth.
How does it differ from egg beaters or other, you know, egg substitutes that are on the market?
Yeah, well, egg beaters, that particular brand of egg substitute isn't really an egg substitute. It's actually egg whites. And the selling point of egg beaters is that since there's no yolk, you don't get any cholesterol. And for people who are concerned about cholesterol in their diet, that seems like a good way to go. Then there are lots of other egg substitute products that are generally made from vegetable protein. You can go buy a bag of Bob's Red Mill vegan egg mix, and it's a mix of grains and other stuff.
Could you use that in baking, for example? You know, because eggs do more than just provide protein. They're, what, emulsifiers, they leaven.
You can indeed use those things in baking. The thing to note about this is that there are consumer products sold in stores as egg substitutes, and then there's a large industry of selling egg substitutes into industrial food manufacturing operations. And Hampton Creek is not selling egg substitutes currently in supermarkets. They are, however, selling finished packaged products that use their egg substitute. For instance, their Just Mayo mayonnaise. But I think the bigger market for them is selling to industrial food manufacturers, where their substitutes compete with a range of other substitutes.
And it sounds like it's taking on a really big industry with deep pockets. I mean, ConAgra, General Mills, Kraft, how are they responding to this startup Hampton Creek?
Well, the food industry is very secretive. I couldn't get anybody at those companies to talk to me in my inquiry. Speaking with food scientists and people who've worked for those companies, I've gathered that industrial food companies do indeed have armies of scientists. Some scientists will sneer at the phrase food scientist and say there's really no science going on there at all. But be that as it may, certainly those companies can bring a great deal of technical prowess to producing whatever food products they want. However, you know, these companies are established. They have existing brands, existing lines of business, and most of their energy, maybe all of their energy, goes into extending those existing brands using existing ingredients. And so the kind of cliche way of summarizing this is to say, you know, they're just putting out a new flavor of Doritos. They don't generally innovate in developing new ingredients, and they certainly don't set out to disrupt their partners, such as the egg industry.
We're talking about the efforts on the part of several startups, specifically Hampton Creek, to create a substitute egg that looks like an egg, acts like an egg if they can get it to, and hopefully costs less than an egg. And Hampton Creek is pulling out some really big names. They've got a, you know, sort of celebrity chef from a Chicago restaurant, a biochemist who worked on developing an AIDS vaccine. How are they actually doing it? What's the composition of this substitute egg?
What Hampton Creek Foods is doing is sorting through all of the cultivated food crops known to mankind and cataloging the proteins that can be extracted from those plants. They won't talk in a lot of detail about how they do it, but I was able to gather that there are sort of two aspects to the process. First is the extraction of the proteins themselves. Egg, as you know, is a bundle of proteins. So they are finding individual proteins that correspond to various functional properties of an egg. A protein that foams like an egg white, a protein that emulsifies, which is to combine water and oil like an egg yolk. And they're extracting them in a way that carefully preserves the unique shape of that protein and thus its ability to function in these egg-like ways. Then they're applying what you'd call bioinformatics, a big data approach to characterizing these proteins so that they can find patterns that will help them predict the protein's functional properties. They want to do this in a comprehensive fashion across all cultivars that are grown industrially, and they want to do it, you know, in a very quick fashion, so a high throughput screening method. They evaluate how easily they can be sourced from around the world and an environmental footprint in terms of water and energy requirements. And then it's a matter of actually making it economical.
And it actually looks like an egg.
So not quite. Right now they are working with three products. Two of them don't look like an egg at all. One of them is an emulsifier. The third one is very interesting. It does, in fact, look like an egg. It scrambles up like an egg. And should they finish that product and they say that they're on the cusp, that will appear in grocery stores and it will compete directly with egg beaters. And you pour it into a pan and it gels and coagulates just like an egg. And you end up with a scrambled egg. Right now, I got a chance to taste that product, and I can tell you that it does not taste much like an egg. But there was a very interesting thing that happened during that demo. The chef, Chris Jones, who comes from the Chicago restaurant Moto, sprinkled a little sulfur-laced salt over the Hampton Creek faux scrambled egg. And I can tell you that it tasted much more like an egg after that.
So this idea of sulfuric salt, you know, this liquid that looks like an egg, I'm going to call on my stereotype of the foodie who's trying to make a difference in the industrial food system by eating local, you know, with less impact on the environment, fewer pesticides, non-GMO. Now, how is this population going to take to a phony egg, no matter how ethically sound it is?
I think the simplest answer to that question is that it doesn't matter because that is not Hampton Creek Foods' intended market. Josh Tetrick said to me,
Would you just identify Josh Tetrick? Because I don't think you've done that yet.
Sure. CEO of the company, Josh Tetrick, said to me, if we become identified as a vegan product, we're dead. He really needs the mass market in order to make this company what the investors hope it will be. He doesn't want to sell to a foodie who wants to eat local or who cares about, even who cares about animal cruelty or who wants to eat non-GMO. He wants your average consumer who really doesn't care so much what they eat, but wants a satisfying eating experience and wants to pay less money.
Well, Ted Greenwald, a really interesting article. Thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
Ted Greenwald is a freelance writer. You can read his article, The Next Startup Craze, Food 2.0. It's from MIT Technology Review. We've got a link to it at wordofmouthradio.org.